Helping Hand, HBR1 stations, Friday afternoons. Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, topic, event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and other folks who are among the most vulnerable. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and thank you for listening. This week, it is returning guest Mental Health Kōkua, largest mental health nonprofit in the islands. Many different kinds of service, best known for helping those who are both homeless and mentally ill, though. Actor Jeff Bridges, as you know, who is on All Things Considered with us this week. He's appearing tomorrow at the Sheraton Maui, part of the Maui Celebrity Series. A portion of those proceeds go toward Mental Health Kōkua. Today, we hear more about the mission. Mental Health Kōkua CEO Greg Payton is back.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. And we'll get an update on the homeless situation on the Valley Isle and other initiatives where the special event is happening tomorrow night.
This particular focus right now, we're talking about Maui. We always seem to talk about homelessness in Honolulu. Because that's the big topic, but it's a statewide problem. And so we're looking at trying to develop housing on Maui. For example, there's basically two kinds of housing that we're talking about. One is landlord-based, where you actually go and rent from a landlord and assist somebody to be successful in their housing. And the other is called project-based, and that's where a provider like us would develop some housing and create the opportunity for people to get off the streets. And so we're looking at both. We do both. We have caseworkers, outreach workers that go out and help find landlords in the community who are willing to rent to us. And we also create project-based housing for people who may be a little more disabled and might need a little more assistance. How can the community help? And it's a variety of levels. You just have furniture, kitchenware, anything to donate. And if people would like to make a major contribution for a capital campaign, it would also help us to purchase and renovate a property.
What do you have now on Maui?
We have a number of group home type settings where we provide services with varying levels of supervision. And we also have supported housing where we actually go and work with landlords to rent to us, and then we provide almost daily contact.
For folks who would want to partner with you.
What we were hoping for is a multi-family unit area, so it's zoned that way, so that we can have multiple unrelated people that are living together in an area. So kind of like a small apartment building, for example, not a big warehouse, but we have one project like that in the works right now in Wailuku that we've had for a number of years, and we're renovating it to turn it into just this kind of a project. That's not the only solution. So if there's also landlords out there that are interested, or if people have an ohana on their house, they'd be interested in working with us, we can also work directly with landlords in the area if they're interested in a housing first kind of model where we just put the person into the living situation and then we work with them to provide daily support.
Because you're looking for an existing property. You're looking for a property that's
existing
already
properties, right. Something where we can get transportation to a healthcare services in the area. And Central Maui, Lahaina is an opportunity. Many of the people that we serve that are homeless adults with mental illness, almost all of them come from the area. They're not transplants from the mainland, which is a popular myth. So if they can be relocated, maybe in proximity to family, where they can not have to live with their family, but maybe still be connected, have support.
But for folks who have a property and who want to help, anywhere that's on the bus line is how I'm reading.
That'd be a terrific site. And so if someone is in that situation, here's the good news about this. You think, well, why should I rent to a homeless person? Well, for one thing, if you're willing to do it and you want to make a contribution to the community, this is one way to do it. The other guarantees that we will make on our side as a provider is we will guarantee the rent. If there's any damages to the property, we will make good on the repairs. And if there's any problems, we will respond 24/7. A lot of times the landlords will say that our tenants are the best ones they have because they are so anxious to get off the street.
Is there anything else people on Maui can provide?
Absolutely. If there's anything that people have, nothing is too small. If you're a homeless person with nothing, if you have kitchenware, bedroom linens, if you have towels and bathrooms, kinds of things, furniture, having startup kinds of resources. It's huge.
MentalHealthKōkua.org, 808-737-2523. They're on Facebook and Twitter as well. Of course, Jeff Bridges, Brian Evans, Sheraton Maui. Tomorrow, a portion of the proceeds help Mental Health Kōkua. You can always find all of the Helping Hand segments online at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.
The Maui Celebrity Series, that's been a terrific opportunity for us. Brian Evans, entertainer and producer of the Maui Celebrity Series, has been very, very helpful with us. We've been blessed to have the relationship and the partnership with him. We worked with William Shatner in December and now with Jeff Bridges, and it's been a very good opportunity. Our goal here is to raise some money and also to raise some awareness about what people can do to help, and I've been surprised at how many people have jumped in with just some of the things we've talked about. And the fact that they are willing to lend part of the proceeds to us to help end homelessness in Maui is just a blessing.
Greg Payton, CEO, Mental Health Kōkua. Thanks for what you do. And anytime there's something going on, please let us know. Great to have you on Helping Hand.
Dave Lawrence, thank you so much. And thanks to Hawaii Public Radio.